Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
Welcome to Dave Moore, the podcast. I'm Dave Moore. That's Maria. That's Emer. That's Cahill. And Welcome. Maria's got the biggest bottle of water y'all ever seen.
And I am more than halfway through it.
Can I just say, I don't know what this
Eight
is.
And a half. It's not that big.
Well, in fairness, it is, because most people have a water bottle that's the size of like 500 mils. So yours is three times the size.
Yeah, but usually everything is tin now.
People going around with those Stanley. I have a tin bottle, but people going around with those Stanley cups. It already grinds my gears.
There's no difference between your tin bottle. It's not tin, by the way.
And the Stanley cups.
Your metal bottle.
The Stanley ones are obnoxious looking. They're huge and they're silly.
Hang on. Yeah. Like, I have one that's a foam roller.
Yeah, I don't think that's particularly cool either.
No, but it's a bit annoying.
It's
also metal. I don't like to drink out of metal things. Also, well, I don't mind a can of Coke. That's different.
Water, it has to, I think, because the only things I enjoy drinking out of like aluminum can is, or aluminium can.
Sorry, aluminum.
I know, if I couldn't remember how to pronounce the word, I leant into it there. The reason I don't enjoy drinking like a flat thing is because the only thing I do enjoy drinking from is a fizzy drink, a beverage.
But
like
then
a Coke or something more strong.
I can't, like, could
a
you
beer.
Would you drink out of a metal keep cup, like a cup of tea?
Yeah.
No, I can't.
You see, you're like my missus. She's so particular about what vessel she's imbibing. Like, just drink anything out of anything. Doesn't make a difference.
And I get it, because I think your wife, this actually popped into my head when I was driving to work yesterday. Mm. Your wife won't drink tea out of a mug that's thick.
No.
I get it.
I don't get it. So
there's too much mug and not enough tea coming out.
But sure, you're the person who reuses. So if you get a hot chocolate or a tea in the bloody coffee shop or whatever, you reuse them. I think that's the worst.
I reuse them. Why wouldn't you reuse
wouldn't
them?
You
no.
Reuse
them? The cup.
Well, yeah. I rinse it out. Like the cardboard cup.
They're not
cup.
To be reused.
Why?
Because they're all biodegradable and all.
Yeah, but you use them until they stop being able to be
reused.
But
you can't have an opinion on the mugs that are supposed to be reused and then do something like that.
No, it changes the flavor profile.
No,
it does.
I will say, I do think it can affect people, but I think it's only psychosomatic. I don't think it's real. Like, there's no difference in the taste of tea out of a big, thick, like, not China, what's it, a ceramic mug.
Yeah.
Or a thin-lipped.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so
I'm not
that extreme. Yeah,
it's not a,
it's just metal. Yeah, I just don't. And do you know
plastic.
What I was always told when I was younger? Putting cans, metal cans or tins or whatever of food or an open fizzy drink into the fridge is bad. You're not supposed to do that when it's open.
Any scientific reason why this is true?
It's something to do with the oxygen when it meets the metal inside.
No,
and
not having it.
And it oxidates into the food.
Oxidates.
I'm going to go with
this.
That's a word.
Aluminum.
Because my aluminum. My dad has recently taken to, so I don't live at home anymore, but when I go up, I habitually open the fridge and I automatically take out my entitlement of being
of course,
there, which is 3 to 4 purple snacks. And every time I open the fridge now, there's two things. And opened tin of beans, at least one.
I'm happy with that.
And then a half drunk can of Coke. But now it's a thing where it's like he might have three unopened cans of Coke. So he'll have half a can with his dinner and go, I'll have the rest of that later. And then just forgets about it and then opens a new one.
Okay.
And it's driving my mother insane. So if I can give her some evidence, this might save their marriage.
Okay, so I've just looked it up. And from sciencenotes.org, guys, you know that?
Yeah, that's a huge website. Yeah.
Sciencenotes.org.
Owned by The Lancet, I think.
It says you shouldn't store open cans in the fridge because metals and BPA can leach into food.
Yeah, but when how much finish, is leaching in though?
When
like,
you don't finish an open can,
you
may be tempted to put some plastic wrap over it and put it in the fridge for later. However, it's not a good idea to store open cans in the fridge.
No, I'm not believing some random website.
Or eat the beans.
Or eat the beans.
Yeah, but like the beans could be like, I don't know.
Just put them in the
tub. You're cooking them in.
It's not that big a deal. You're not cooking. Eat them cold on hot toast, you maniac.
Beans?
You're eating cold beans.
Cold beans on hot toast is vital.
Sounds vile.
I love cold beans.
Cold beans.
Yeah.
Is it like,
I didn't know you could eat beans hot until I was well into my teens.
What?
Yeah.
You have to cook them once though, do you?
No.
You can't just like...
No,
they're baked beans. They're already baked.
They are cooked already.
Yeah.
But I
and if they weren't, they're beans, they're not raw meat.
But you wouldn't go up and eat one of the fit foods that we... You wouldn't eat them cold.
Actually, wait. I have a story on this. So I was doing my food shop in Tesco's a couple of weeks ago, and there was a guy leaving in front of me, and he had bought one of those Fit Food ready meals, and it was the Nikki gets them all the time, the creamy mushroom and pasta and chicken. And he had a coffee stir, and I was like, what is going on here? And he was in front of me in the escalator, and I watched him unseal the Fit Food label, which had to be microwaved for like 3 to 4 minutes, and take his coffee stir, again, a coffee stir, and proceed to eat the cold Fit Food meal. And I thought, I didn't know whether I was going to vomit or he was going to vomit, but one of us was going to explode.
He's not, because it's cooked. It's cold.
If you're going to go for any of those, why go for the one that's creamy?
The creamy is a bad choice. Although the penne, you could use the skewer of the coffee stir and go into each one.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, though. That is somebody who is going to survive a zombie apocalypse.
Yes. 100%.
He's like, you may laugh now.
Oh, I know. The
BPAs that I picked up from the open tin of beans in the fridge, I'm rock solid. Listen, we had a chat to a chap called Lorcan, who apparently is the reason the Foo Fighters exist. I want to play you something. Do you ever remember hearing Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters tell this story?
After Kurt died and the band was over, I did a bunch of soul searching, and I decided, okay, I'm going to disappear. I'm going to go to the most remote place on earth. I'm just going to get away from everything and figure it out. So I went to the Ring of Kerry in Ireland, where I'd been before. It's so beautiful there. And you really feel like you're just at the end of the earth, and there's nothing, so serene, and it's so beautiful. And I was driving around in my rental car and on a country road, and I saw this hitchhiker kid. And I thought, well, maybe I'll pick him up. And as I got closer to him, I saw that he had a Kurt Cobain t-shirt on. And it was Kurt's face looking back at me.
Jesus.
In the middle of nowhere. And I realized, like, oh, I can't outrun this. So I need to go home and get back to work. And so I did.
And he did. And he made a band called Foo Fighters. And now we have them. And I've often wondered, and maybe you have if you heard that story, is who is that kid? Who was the kid with the Nirvana t-shirt? Well, over the weekend, I saw a video on social media that reckoned a chap was the guy. His name is Lorcan Dunn. And he reckons he's the guy in the Nirvana t-shirt who inspired Dave Grohl to go back to LA and kick off Foo Fighters. Well, guess what? I tracked him down. Lorcan Dunn is on the phone. Morning, Lorcan.
Morning, Dave. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. I cannot believe that finally, after all this time, we have tracked down the man who kicked off the Foo Fighters. Come here. Look, maybe people haven't seen the video that I've seen, which is you, I suppose, over a couple of drinks, telling a story, which is a very famous story for those of us who like heavy rock and Foo Fighters. And we know the story about Dave Grohl being in the Ring of Kerry and realizing that there was no escape from his fame and his involvement in Nirvana. And you're that man.
Well, I don't know, yes, but I could be. It seems very plausible because I do have a memory of me being down in Cork at the same time, and I was hitching and I had a Nirvana t-shirt, and I could have sworn I saw David Grohl, and I turned around. Yeah, as you saw the video, you know, I turned around to my cousin and, well, literally nobody would believe what I was saying, you know? But,
So let's go back to your side of the story then, right? So first of all, what were you doing in Cork?
I was on holidays with my parents, mom and dad, and then two of my cousins, David and Kieran, and then there was an exchange student that was over, a German exchange student, Sven was his name.
Right. And what year was this? Would this have been 94 when Kurt had died?
Yeah, it was 94. Right. We kind of clarified that then after that video was taken. I thought it was 95, 96, but it wasn't. It was 94.
Yeah.
I was 15. My cousin Kieran was 14. And we were kind of, you know, we were kind of hitching around. We got to know the local kids, and they were telling us about all the, you know, swimming spots and things like that. So we decided we'd hitch up to this swimming spot. That, you know, the people down in West Cork are very they're lovely people. Like, they're just so, you know, oh, go on, get in.
Jump
like,
in,
you know,
exactly,
so,
yeah.
Hop in, and they were, you know, very nice. But so anyway, I think we went, look, it is 30 years ago, but my memory of it is I think it started to get a little bit misty, you know, as in there was a front coming in off it, but it wasn't raining, and we decided to head back. And my cousin was behind, he wasn't with me at the time, but yeah. I saw a car pulling into what could have been a lay-by.
Right.
Or something like that, but it was slowly driving in. So I ran up and I stuck the thumb out, and I just saw the look of a shock on this guy's face. So I was like, what the hell? You know, which made me kind of recognize him more, you know?
Yes,
what I mean?
Of course, because, yeah, it's not just some face. He's actually making a weird face at you.
Yeah, yeah. He was kind of like, he recoiled literally in his seat. And I then turned to the driver. This is my memory anyway. Mm. Said something, and obviously he drove off then, you know.
Right,
and
so he
I recognized him at that stage then. You know?
I was going to ask you that. Did, like, straight away, did you realize then after he drove off, hang on a sec, that's Dave Grohl from Nirvana?
That's what I said, yeah. I turned to my cousin, and I when he came up then, and I was like, I think I just saw, that was David Grohl. And he was like, I think he said, who was David Grohl? And I was like, that's Nirvana drummer, you tick. And he was like, and he says, well, he wouldn't want to see that T-shirt, would he? And it was, you know, we were 15, 16, slagging each other was the thing we did.
Yeah.
And, so he didn't believe me anyway. And then we eventually got back to where we were staying in Allahies in West Cork. And I told the local kids, and shouldn't have them believe me either. And it wasn't like something we talked about for ages.
Right.
Because, you know. it was just
a random encounter.
Happened, you know?
Yeah. But then Dave Grohl has told this story, you know, famously a number of times where, you know, he recounts the fact that him seeing you with your Kurt Cobain Nirvana T-shirt on with his face plastered on it made him realize that there was no escape from his, you know, his past and the fact that he was a drummer and a musician, and he had to go back and be that thing. And thank God he did, because we got the Foo Fighters out of it and everything else Dave Grohl has done. But, like, were you not tempted at any point in the past to put your hand up and go, by the way, lads, I'm pretty sure that was me?
Well, no, I only saw it, like, literally. I think I might have seen it late one night when I was on my own, maybe had a glass of wine and I saw it, but then it triggered it again. I said it to my wife, and I was like, I saw David Grohl thing, and that was me. And I said it to her, and she was like, yeah, right, you know. And then she sent me on the WhatsApp clip of him I had seen, a feed that I saw. This is going 2 months, maybe a month and a half ago.
Okay, okay.
And I was like, I think that was me. Like, that is mental. And like, I needed to verify it in my own head, because it was so kind of surreal.
And so long ago as well, yeah.
Yeah. So my sister had a family gathering. We call it the family fest in the West, which she lives in Bantry. So we all went down. There was 80 of us, would you believe?
Wow, unbelievable.
I was there and we were having the barbecue. And next thing, there was a Bluetooth, you know, radio, beatbox, whatever you want to call it, playing. And the Foo Fighters came on, which remind me of
the
story. And I was like, where's Kieran, actually? I wanted to ask him this, you know. And I went over because I wanted to prove it to my wife, clearly, you know. And I said it to him. And as I started to tell the story, he jumped in before I even finished and says, you are the kid. I remember that, you know.
No
and
way.
It literally mushroomed from there. And the whole thing just went, oh, my cousin thought it was an amazing story.
Yeah.
And then they were like, well, you need evidence.
Yeah.
And I was like, do you have anything like to show? And I was like, you know what, there's photographs from that time down there. So I said, we came back on the Sunday and I scoured through the photo albums. Now, well, another mad thing, it was the very last photograph.
No, but you looked through the whole box.
Yeah. Like, it was just, anyway, I took it out and I was like, oh, there you go. So I took a picture of that and put it on the WhatsApp group that we have for this family fest, we call it. By that night, my cousin had done up the whole thing and put it online and it's just gone. Boom. Like,
that's unreal.
Comic bomb.
And, like, look, obviously, I've been trying to track you down. I've been hassling you for an interview and I'm very grateful that you decided to have a chat to me. Fair play to you. We do have a mutual friend, so maybe that softened the blow a little bit. But, but you've been hunted high and low by some of the biggest music magazines in the world and everybody else, right?
Oh, Oh my God, you wouldn't believe. Like, I've radio stations in Seattle and Los Angeles want to talk to me, and like Lad Bible Lost. Like, what? All the stuff you look on your phone, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just nuts. Like, and I really wanted to just keep my head down sure, until I got confirmation. Sure. And there's a few things that needed to be cleared up. You know, there are a lot of conflicting.
Yeah, like I said, it's 30 years ago. Of course, there were.
And
yeah.
Dave Grohl's, you know, but it was 30 years ago, and you know, who knows? And to be honest, I've had dreams about it in my 20s. Maybe that skewered my memory a little bit. But the main thing is that I was wearing a Nirvana t-shirt and I was hitchhiking and I thought I saw David.
Well, I think the evidence is there, whether or not we can ever confirm it, because like you said, you know, you have your memories. I'm sure he has his. I mean, he didn't take a photo of your face. You know, he's not going to have that kind of evidence. Yeah. So, well, Lorgan, I'm glad you picked up the phone and I'm glad you had a chat to me. And listen, this is an absolutely incredible story and I'm so grateful that you decided to chat about it. So fingers crossed, you will get some confirmation from Mr. Grohl at some point that, you know, that it was the two of you that shared that wide-eyed moment where he spun off at the car, but then went on to form the Foo Fighters. So thank you very much, Lorcan, on behalf of all of us.
You're welcome. Take care.
Legend. Thanks so much. Bye. So how about that? Lorcan reckons he's the guy that Dave Grohl saw that made him fly off in the car and go home to LA, form Foo Fighters, and here we are. Foo Fighters. Guys, it's Lorcan.
And he
legend.
Had no idea. No. Like, that's...
I love it. I absolutely love it.
I went into Penny's on Mary Street yesterday and they have a full stand. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Of Nirvana t-shirts now and Nirvana gear.
Mm.
Really?
Like, I mean, a full wall of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Not just the odd t-shirt. There'll be lots of people wearing Nirvana t-shirts.
Definitely.
And I'm going to be like, there's someone in the office that likes to slag Cahill all the time when he wears his Beatles t-shirts because he's a Beatles fan, and he'll ask Cahill how many Beatles songs and Beatles albums he's
got.
And I'm going to do that now in Nirvana.
You don't have to justify any t-shirt at any point, I think. Just wear it, everyone. I do think sometimes when somebody says, I've seen a video and I don't know whether it's satire or not, or a girl goes, I got this really amazing metallic t-shirt and it says metallic on it. I really like it, metallic, and it has an A at the end. And I'm like, Metallica? is that what you mean? I don't know if it's satire or not, but anyway, you know. But listen, wear the t-shirt. It's just more advertising for a great band.
Yeah.
He puts me off wearing the t-shirt.
No.
Aww.
Said person. I know.
You wear it with your chest proud.
Yeah. Once I go see Paul McCartney now in December in Manchester Ads, I'll wear it all the time.
You're allowed
not
to
too many
be a
people
fan.
Is,
you can be a without fan. Without having to know every single little bit of trivia. Yeah.
However, if you want to win Music Master, you need to know all your trivia.
Oh, well, yeah.
It's time for Evan Keown and Waterford to step up and be a Music Master. Come on.
Master.
Now, young Evan, how are things?
Not too bad.
You feeling confident?
I don't see many people win this, so not many. Not
you see,
really,
you know, I hear you. You say that, but I'm telling you now, like, that 50 people have won it. Like, a lot of people do win. It is possible. I promise you can do it, Evan. I believe in you. Well, look, you've got the Dave Moore Bluetooth headphones. They're safe, but we want to add all the prizes for you. We want to give you the €250 in cash and the certificate that says you are a Music Master. But we can only do that if we play the final round. Shall we give it a go?
We will.
All right, let's do it, Evan.
Final round.
Okay, in this final round, I'm going to give you three clues, Evan, to the identity of an artist. You get the year they were born, the place they're from, and a lyric from one of their songs. And then you'll have 10 seconds to tell me who it is, okay?
Yeah.
The year is 1958. The place is Michigan in the United States. And the lyric is, life is a mystery, everyone must stand alone.
Madonna?
Who are you going for?
Madonna.
Madonna you're going for. Michigan, United States, 1958. Is this Madonna? Yes, it is Madonna. You are a Music Master. Get up. Woo. How about that? Was it the lyric that gave it to you?
Yeah, and Michigan.
Michigan. Amazing. Congratulations. You are a Music Master, Evan. You do win everything. You get the Bluetooth headphones, you get the €250 in cash, and you're going to get a certificate that you can hang up there in the shop if you like that says, Evan is a Music Master. How about that?
I put it right on the door.
Do. Listen, fair play to you. Congratulations, Evan.
Thanks very much.
Evan, what a player. He is a Music Master winner. Love when we get a winner. And don't forget, it's on the radio every day, Monday to Friday at 10 o'clock. The chance for you to win all the Music Master prizes. You can get the headphones, you can get the €250 in cash, and the official Today FM certificate that says you are a Music Master.
Just to note as well, when Evan won, I got a text from my mother to say she also won.
Oh, she got it right too. She got the right.
So nice. She'll expect her cert in the post there, Dave, as well.
Yeah, she'll be waiting. Cynthia. You want to come on the radio and play, Cynthia?
Yeah.
I'll give you a go. Actually, it would be good if all our Mas had a go Music Master 1 week, wouldn't it?
Mammy Music Master. Would you be nervous for your mother, though?
I've had her on the radio before, and she hates any kind of attention. It's obviously the same as myself. She's like, yeah, like literally does not want, like she does, she wouldn't want to, like, say she plays golf all the time, and afterwards if she goes into the clubhouse to have a meal, she'd be like, oh god, there's all the people in there, they're all chatting and I just want to go home. Oh, you know what I mean? So yeah. I don't think she'd like any kind of, so anytime I've had her on the radio, I'm always like, I'm not cringing for her, she's brilliant, but I'm cringing for the fact that she just does not want to be standing.
She's feeling.
Totally. So yeah, but I don't know.
My mother would be class. Yeah, she was always Cynthia, so good at quizzes.
Cynthia might be, she might be the champion.
Couldn't say now that my mum would be.
She'd know a lot of the essence of it. She wouldn't necessarily have the answer.
The detail.
She would be like, oh, it's your man and the thing. And she might know a random fact that would be in no way relevant to the answer. But she
but would
there.
Offer it. Yeah, okay. I know what you mean.
So my mother's already won.
Yeah,
pretty much right playing.
Well, now, if my mum got...
Music Master Mammy.
Oh, competitive call.
I just backed my mother up here.
No, we said it.
If it was a category on like Riverdance songs or something like that, my mum is cleaning up there.
I wonder, does Northwest, does she think that her ma, Kim Kardashian, would be good on Music Master? I don't know, but Northwest, Maria brought the Kardashians to the radio show, which is not allowed, really, to be honest with you. But she did it anyway.
The reason
she did it was because Northwest was pictured wearing an odd jersey, a football jersey. It looked like a retro football jersey. It was made by O'Neill. Anyway, have a listen. Now, I got a message on my Instagram yesterday, and as soon as I saw it, I saw the words Chloe and Kardashian. So I immediately thought to myself, well, this needs to be sent to Maria. Yeah. But it was
like
from
I didn't already know.
From a lady called Heather, who's on the phone now. Hiya, Heather.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you this morning?
We're at Bren's house. All
good.
Together.
Where are you?
Down in Cork, near Bantry.
All right.
On the way to Cool Camp with my two kids.
Oh, excellent. Nothing like Cool Camp.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
unreal crack. We've got to give the kids a shout out. What are their names?
I'm Sean and Ava.
Sean and Ava.
And they're mortified.
Of course they are. Mammy, what are you doing? Well, listen, you sent me a picture of Khloe Kardashian, and usually, you know, when I get something like that, Heather, I'll delete it straight away. But you had something in the picture that you noticed that you wanted to get to the bottom of, and you wanted to use the hive mind of the Dave Moore Today FM listeners to get this thing. So explain what the picture was.
You know, I was just going through my feed and Facebook, and I saw a picture from Khloe Kardashian of the lot of them, like they're out posing, and I saw on North Kim's girl that she had an O'Neill's top on. I was going like, you know, and I said, what is that about? And I tried googling it and everything, and I couldn't come up with something, but I said, what jersey is that, or is it from Ireland, or what county?
Yeah,
you know, it just looked a bit, you know. But I couldn't find any answer, so I'm just wondering, does anyone else know what you're wearing?
Okay, well, I'll direct people to my Instagram, @DaveTodayFM is the place to go. I've posted up the Khloe Kardashian post, which was taken with whatever they do those selfies with, where it flips the image. So it's the jersey, but it's backwards. But you can see O'Neill's on it. Then in the next,
it was actually backwards. Like, I know.
Oh, don't worry though. I've used technology on the next story. I haven't flipped the right way around in case anybody knows what it is. But anyway, it's a black and white jersey. It's definitely O'Neill's, and it has a big, looks like a Danone sponsorship.
Yeah. Because I was trying to figure it out, and I was googling it and everything. I said, oh no, I'm going too deep now.
Well, no, listen, we're about to go super deep, so you've done the right thing by coming to us. So if anyone has any idea, first of all, top of your head, if you can think of a black and white striped jersey that would be sponsored by Danone, because we're thinking, like, is it possibly like a club in Ireland? Do Danone sponsor an Irish club? Because O'Neill's obviously
it's
do
so random.
It is so random, but they do like loads of jerseys for loads of, like, for example, you know, they do obviously do all the schoolboy, schoolgirl stuff, and they do all that, and they do clubs, but they also do you know, there's two League of Ireland clubs, I think, that are O'Neill sponsored. They do rugby jerseys. They do all manner of stuff. So, you know, they could be doing it could be a Belgian third division soccer team. We don't know. But we need to get to the bottom of this, Heather.
We need to find out. Okay. Most important thing today.
Well, let's see what everybody comes up with. If you can go and have a look on my Instagram, at DaveTodayFM and my stories, and see if you can work out what jersey North is wearing.
Yeah.
Or if you have any idea yourself just off the top of your head in terms of a black and white striped and owned sponsored soccer jersey. And it looks kind of retro, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. You know, with the collar and everything. Like, so it was just random.
Yeah, it's a collar, long sleeves. Yeah. Danone on the front, O'Neill's logo, and it doesn't not look like a Newcastle United jersey.
Black and white stripes, vertical stripes.
Yeah.
Okay, well, people of Ireland, get in touch on 087-4100-102. WhatsApps, text messages, WhatsApp voice notes, get them in. Any theories for Heather and Sean and Ava, who are immortal, as to what it might be? Gemma says, it seems to be a new craze now, Dave. I was at Electric Picnic, and every second girl was wearing a vintage jersey. Our 16-year-old daughter, who's a rock and metal fan, got her dad to look for his old Man United jerseys, and she's wearing them. I can't keep up with it all, says Gemma.
That was probably just a new trend.
There you go. Right, Heather, we'll see what we can do. We'll hopefully get to the bottom of it before the end of the show, so stay tuned, all right?
That's great. Thanks,
man. All right, Sean and Ava, enjoy Cool Camps. Good luck.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay, 087-4100-102. Can you help Heather out? If you want to have a look, it's on my Instagram, at DaveTodayFM.
Dave, I've finally done it.
What?
We've worked together for nearly 20 years.
Yeah.
I finally have you talking about the Kardashians.
It's taken a while. It had to be an O'Neill's retro soccer jersey that got me in, but I'm in the Kardashians now, lads. Now, it took us a while, but we did get in touch with O'Neill's, and they eventually explained where North's jersey came from. Now, I am joined by the duo behind the incredible Dublin Old School, which is on its way to the largest stage it's had to date. Good morning, Ian Lloyd Anderson and Emmett Kerwin. How are you, boys?
Hanging on.
Very well.
Now, I'm going to start off with something that is old school, but it's got nothing to do with you, your play, right?
Love it.
Which is this picture of Khloe. I'm going to hand you the phone and you can look up close. Right? Khloe Kardashian put this up, and a listener rang me first thing this morning and said, what the hell jersey is North wearing? This is Northwest, who's Kanye and Kim's daughter, right? So it looks like it's a black and white football jersey, old school. There's the tie-in.
Well, it looks like Newcastle. It's pretty bold, I suppose.
Looks like Newcastle is what Emma's going
with. It's got O'Neill's on it, so it's
there you go. So this is the confusion.
And I would, if I had to guess, I'd say it's some sort of. Does that say Danone?
Yeah, see, here's that. Then this is another thing. It's Danone, a Danone sponsorship yogurt, right?
The stripes, the only thing I could think of, maybe like a Derry City.
Go more European than outside of Ireland.
Oh, right.
Black and white stripes.
Oh, it's not the Italian.
Yeah.
Juventus.
So,
O'Neill's.
Here's what's happening. See, this is the thing, right? So this is where the confusion came from. I was like, when do you O'Neill's ever make a Juventus shirt?
Yeah.
So we've been searching everybody, high and low, trying to figure it out. And we got in touch with O'Neill's themselves, and Alison Perry, who is the marketing manager for O'Neill's, has come back in the last few minutes to say the jersey that Northwest, that's her name, is wearing is a jersey we would have produced about 30 years ago, inspired by the Juventus kit at the time.
Why don't they bring it back as well?
That's what I'm saying. Look at this.
They're probably furiously.
While you have her there, actually, will you ask her to go back if you're still in contact?
Yeah, I am with Alison, yeah.
Yeah, we'll get the 92, 93, maybe 94, 95 Shelburne jersey back there.
The Shelburne jersey.
Nice.
Happy. I just thought I'd get that. That's okay. A chance there.
There you are. Shelburne FC and O'Neill's, if you're listening, put that together. So there you have it now. It was inspired by the Juventus shirt with Danone on it. Now we know, you see, that's the only way the Kardashians are ever getting on this show and on this podcast.
We all want a jersey off of O'Neill's.
We all want a jersey off of O'Neill's.
Yeah. If you're listening, you know where we are.
Chuck us in and out. Dave Moore on Today FM shirt there. That'll be class. Right, thanks for listening to the podcast. We're on the radio all the time, 9 to 12 on Today FM. Peace.
Bye.
Bye.
Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.